Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to the advent of Mahdi. It is said that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the advent of Mahdi, and it is said that he will be a person who will be from the family of the Prophet. He will be born near the end of time, and he will be responsible for spreading Islam over the whole wide world, and Islam will reign supreme. Justice and fairness would be there everywhere. And he would also, with the help of some narratives, state this, that with the help of Jesus, who would also descend once again before the advent of the Day of Judgment, with his help, they, both of them will kill Dajjal. And it is also said that Mahdi alayhi salam would lead the prayers, and Jesus sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be one of his followers. Now, this is generally what is said in our narrative, some of the narratives. And on the basis of these narratives, it is said that Mahdi alayhi salam or his advent near the Day of Judgment is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. Now, it needs to be understood, first of all, that the Quran is absolutely silent about the advent of Mahdi. There is not a single verse in the Quran which says anything about the advent of Mahdi. Similarly, the three major books of Hadith, the Muwatta of Imam Malik, the Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari, and the Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam Muslim, all three of them are absolutely silent. They do not contain a single narrative regarding the advent of Mahdi. Now, other books, of course, they contain some narratives which depict the advent of Mahdi, but in this regard, it would suffice to say that Allama ibn Khuldun, or Imam ibn Khuldun, is in his Muqaddimah, has soundly challenged all these narratives and shown very convincingly that not one of them is sound, and unfortunately, this concept has become so widespread amongst Muslims that all of them are waiting for Mahdi. As I said, that the Quran is absolutely silent, the three major books are absolutely silent, and the rest of the books in which there are narratives which depict the advent of Mahdi, Imam Ibn Khuldun has shown in his Muqaddimah that not one of these narratives is sound. All of these narratives contain narrators who have been severely challenged and severely criticized by our hadith authorities, and none of what they say and what they depict can be relied upon. So therefore, Muslims must review this concept. They must review the fact that the origin of this concept has no sound source. It has no sound foundation in the sources of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات